another way to say that's also banu. Dinacher, noiser yoishtem about sasiru. Noiser has a din about sasiru means you're not going to leave it over. What's the yoseid of noiser? The Torah says a chat that you can eat today and tonight. So it's about sasiru, don't leave it over tonight. There's a mitzvah to eat it right away. Don't leave it over. You have this lava of about sasiru. Don't leave it over. The chomets also about sasiru. Chomets also, Torah says, don't leave it over to chomets. There's a mitzvah tashmisu, destroy it before Pesach. Don't leave it over. Of the Zoyman Noiser, just like Noiser, that has this din of Baltasirum. We say Bisraifum, Afchamas Bisraifum. This is the Xavier Shova. That's why it's Doyman is trying Bisraifum. Because both of them have a Baltasirum. Omruloi, the Chami answered back, no, I have a Pirchon Yud Xavier Shova. Osham Tolui, the Chate Soif, Havuala Sofik, Lidvarecha Yochiach. I have a Pirchon Yud from the Klal of an Osham Tolui. An Osham Tolui means if somebody eats something, he had in front of him, shh, please. He had in front of him chaylev and tzreif. He had chaylev and shumin in front of him. Chaylev and shumin, he ate one of them. He doesn't know which one he ate. That's the case you have to bring an Oshem Toli. He ate one of these two. You don't know if he ate the chaylev or he ate the shumin. So the shumin is mutter, the chaylev is aser. So therefore, that's called an Oshem Toli. And another case is, v'chat tzreif abol asofit. Chat tzreif comes on a sofit. That's the case of Yoledis. Anisha that was mapple. When Mesupik was the bench of Kayama or not, then she mechuyi b'korban or not. So she has to bring a chatis. Halachur is a chatis oif, that's the one chatis that comes on a sofit. Even though there's no nidova, by a chatis, there's a xeris akosif though, you can bring a chatis oif on a sofit. Now, l'dvarecha yachichoy, I have a kasha and you have you itself. Shehein b'bal tesiru. The chatis oif is do alav b'bal tesiru. You're not allowed to leave it over. Shanu oimrim that the chomim say there b'sreifa. You're supposed to burn it. If you left it over, you didn't eat it, you let it be nicer. That is, you have this chatesoit that you left over, so it becomes b'altesiru, it becomes nicer, and we say you have to burn it. V'yatu oimrim b'kfurim. But you, Rabbi Yehuda, over there say no. Even though there's a lav, it's also b'achilim b'anom, and there's a b'altesiru, you're not allowed to leave it over, still you say it's only b'kfurim. You see, it's not toin sreifa. There's a pirch according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you yourself have a kasher on you. Shrashi v'yatu oim b'kfurim. A oshem toli koi, the kasher of an oshem toli. To come Rabbi Yehuda yikfur. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't eat kfurim. V'yafa gav sha noisi v'menu osa b'chilu v'anom. V'yaynish korosu. V'hu v'val tesiru. If you have an oshem toli, you bring a korban because you're mesupik if you did the aver or not. Now, locher is like an oshem. You're allowed to eat it one day and one night. If you left it overnight the next morning, even though it's nicer, and it has an Isra Achila, Isra Noah, and it's Baval Tesiru. And it has Chiyav Karas on it also. Still there, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not Tzoyin Sreifa for some reason. I'm not sure why. I think maybe the Taisa says why. The third Taisa, fourth. The Atayim of the Kfura, why does Rabbi Yehuda say here you only bury it? Time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Doros Kanim. He has a Pasuk for it. Nechi Kaidishu. We dashin who b'sreifam, v'loi chat t'sreif yoshin tolu b'sreifam. Yes, exams the cost of a kitzam. But I call upon him, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you see, there is a case that has all milas. It's an Isra Achila, Isra Noah, about the Siru, and Chiyad Karis, and so you see, it's not toin sreifam. So b'zoi, how do you know to say chat chomitz? Is doima to the regular noiser that is b'sreifam? Maybe chomitz is doima to this noiser that you don't have a sreifam. That was an abundant kash on Rabbi Yehuda. But even though the Rabbanim themselves, they don't have this pircha. The Rabbanim themselves say that even those cases also you have to burn. So according to Rabbanim, they themselves, why don't they make this Gzeirah Shavuot? According to Rabbanim, any time you have an Isra Achila, an Isra No, a Chiyav Karis, about the cereal, you have to burn it. So Chomet should also have to do it. So Taisa says, Rabbanim said there's a Niyat. The Bosan says by Noisim, like you had before, Dafka Noisim you have to burn, and nothing else. So Rabbanim said there's a Niyat, only Noisim and nothing else. Yeah, that's what I said. The third choice here. The Emery, the Mashmalu, Ha Noisa Besreifa, V'loi Kol Yisur Shematayr Besreifa. Tafilu Chomets. Rabbanon hold is a Miyat. But Dafke Noiser has to have Sreifa, nothing else. Therefore, Rabbanon say Chomets does need Sreifa. I, you, Reb Yehuda. Rabbanon said there's a Pircha upon Reb Yehuda. But my choice, even though there's a Pircha on Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda wasn't Chayza for this. Reb Yehuda still holds this is a good Svara, it's still also Banoam. Tomorrow says to Mishalom here. Yom Rav Yosef, Haimu the Yamri Inshi, this is what people say.
kapo dechito nagra begavei, his kapo, that's the ladle, that the nagar, the carpenter himself, used to hollow something out, is nisraf chardulam. He'll like burn his tongue, he'll burn himself with mustard. In other words, here, you Rav Yehuda, you brought a limud, but from your own din, we're slugging you up. Amr Abaye, Abaye said like this. And Amr Abaye, Abaye said, Sadna besadne Yosef is midvil yodeya mishtalim. Hey, Sadna Rashi says, this means like a nagir, oyster sad losum baragli asirim. The carpenter makes some type of a trap that you put the feet of the people that are in jail inside it. K'may v'tosem b'sad ragli. Is midvil yodeho mishtalim, mid naromis yodeh v'malachtoi mishtalim schoroi kishinim tzeganov. And when he found out it's stolen, he gets paid back from what he himself did when it gets stolen. In other words, also, what you did, gufa, makes it worse for yourself. And Rabu Amar, Gira Begire Mikto. In other words, the person that makes arrows, the arrow itself kills him. Is Midvil Yadeho Mishtalim. He's paid back from what he himself made. In other words, you that made up the arrow, you gave a possibility for somebody else to kill you. See, here also, like Yehuda, from your own din, that you say that this, the Noiser of a Chatis Oif, the Bala Sofig, is not Nisra, from that is the Pircham. How come Chomich should be Bisraif? Alright, we'll stop here. You hold up Chof Ches, we're holding. This was a Chom Maimrim. The Chom Maimrim, Mefare, Vizera, the Ruach. As the Chom and the Mishnah say that when it comes to the mitzvahs, Bir Chomich, you don't have to burn it. Now, if you want to, you could just destroy it by throwing it to the wind, or else throwing it into the yam. Iboilihu. Hechikoma. What does the Mishnah mean to say? The Mishnah says really, Mefarer Vizera Leruach. When you have your chomets and you want to throw it into the air, you have to first be Mefarer. You have to first crumble it up into crumbs, and then throw it into the air. O Mefarer Umato Liyam. So the Mishnah just says Umato Liyam. It doesn't really say you have to be Umefarer. So our shaila is, you have to crumble it up even when you want to throw it into the yam. Is that the pshat in the Mishnah? That mefarer crumbling goes on both. First crumble the chametz, then either throw it l'ruach or else throw it l'yam into the ocean or into a river. Or dilma, maybe no. Mefarer v'zor l'ruach. Only when you want to take your chametz and throw it into the air, there we're afraid when it lands, somebody may find it and they'll come to eat it if it's a whole piece of chametz. Therefore, we tell you, but after you have to first crumble it, that if somebody won't find it, they won't eat it. It'll be too small. It'll get dirty on the ground. Avomato liyam, when you throw it into the ocean, there be ain't maybe even the way it is, the piece the way it is, you can throw it into the yam. Because they were not afraid somebody will find it. That's our shaila. What does the Mishnah mean by umato liyam? Does it mean first you have to crumble it? Or no, maybe to the yam, just throw it the way it is. That's also bimakam de mitzvahs, bir chametz, according to the Rabbanim. Right. El Tanan Nami, the same type of din we have by Avodah Zarah. Kabi Avodah Zarah ki hai gavna. The same type of a mission it says there by Avodah Zarah. The what Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Shoichek v'zorah l'ruach. If you have an Avodah Zarah made out of metal. So by metal, there the lashon is always Shoichek. You have to grind it up first. Then the ground up pieces of this metal Avodah Zarah, the din is v'zorah l'ruach. You have to also destroy it. You don't have to burn it. You could just destroy it by throwing it into the air. The Mishnah says also there, or else throw it into the yam. The Boilehu, we have a shal over there also. What does Rabbi Yosef mean to say? Hechi koma, shoychek v'zorah l'ruach, v'shoychek umato liyam. By both cases, before you throw it away, you first have to grind it up, grind up this metal, and then either throw it l'ruach, or else throw it to the yam. Or else, oidumma maybe no. Shoychek v'zorah l'ruach, that's for sure. You can't just throw the piece of metal into the wind, because again, we're afraid someone will pick it up and will use this Avodah Zarah that's Asur Banor. So stamp to throw it into the wind, for sure you have to grind it up first. What about Avomato L'yam, but maybe when you throw it into the yam, maybe that's enough the way it is. Because in the yam, nobody's going to find it. We're not afraid. So middle of the dinner, it's Asur Banor. You have to like destroy it from the use of people. If you threw it into the yam, that's considered was destroyed from the use of people. So what's the halacha? So it's a machlokes. Omar Rabba says like this.
Mistabra, the Zorah, I'll tell you, avoid the Zorah, the Liyam HaMelech Kozlom. The din of avoid the Zorah, you have to throw it dafka to the Yam HaMelech. It's a special Yam. In the Yam HaMelech, nobody goes there. You don't have Tzvinas, you don't have ships going there. So it's not so Shchiach, anybody's going to find this avoid the Zorah. Therefore, Loiboy Shchika. Therefore, you do not have to grind it up first. Because since a metal piece of avoid the Zorah, to the Yam, vice versa, he knows that by avoid the Zorah, you could only throw to the Yam HaMelech, no other Yam, and in the Yam HaMelech, it's not Shchiach for people to go there. So therefore, Pshita, you don't have to grind it up first. It's considered it was destroyed. Like Rashi says, Yam HaMelech, Rashi, ain't Svinoi Veres Boy. No ships go over the Yam HaMelech. So there's not going to be, there's no people around. Therefore, we're not afraid anybody will find it. So that's called destroyed from the world. Just throw even the whole piece into the Yam HaMelech. Mashenken Chometz. That's what our Mishnah says, according to Chachomim, that you can Mekayim Bir Chometz. Just by throwing the chametz into the yam, there's no din that has to go into the Yam HaMelech. The Lishar Nahara is causal. You can throw it into any river you want. By Bazoi, in a normal river, we're afraid that there are Svinas, ships are going through the river, and we're afraid somebody will see a piece of bread floating along on the water, and they'll pick it up. So Melo, there's Mestavre Boyipir. Therefore, by chametz, when our Mishnah says, O Matuliyam, Itaka means first crumble up the bread, and then throw it into the yam. But you're not allowed to throw a whole piece into the yam, because by regular river or an ocean, we're afraid there'll be ships there that will find it. The Rashi says, Boi Piru, Val Shema Tifka Boi Svina. Maybe a ship will meet up with it, Vititlenu, and somebody will pick it up, this piece of bread. Vlava that tayu, in the middle of Pesach, they'll forget, they won't realize it's chametz, and maybe they'll come to eat it. So therefore, Asta Chokka, from chametz, you have to first crumble it up. Then nobody will find it. That's what Rabbi says. Omalei Rav Yosef, said just the opposite. Omalei Rav Yosef Adar Rabbi, just the opposite. Ipcha Mistavra, just the opposite of the Svara. What Avoy de Zoro, to Le Memisa, Avoy de Zoro, talking about a metal piece of Avoy de Zoro. Like Rashi before said, whenever it says Losin Shrika, Shrika, that's the way you grind a metal. So we're talking about a metal Avoy de Zoro. So you throw a piece of metal into the yam, it's not me, it's nothing happens to it, it doesn't get destroyed. The Drashi, ain't hamayim m'masois oisoid. The water doesn't ruin it, doesn't make it disgusting. So therefore, if somebody finds it, they were afraid he will use it. The male, the svar is boyishrika. Savada, by avoid the zara, before you throw away this piece of metal into the yam, you have to first grind it up. Mashenkein chometz. Chometz that you throw away in any river diminis. Water, it dissolves the chametz gets mias, that leiboye pirur. We're not afraid someone will come and find it and eat it. Because once water soaks in the ocean, havad, there'll be minis, there'll be dissolved. And therefore, you do not have to crumble it up. That's what Rav Yosef says. So, chita samachlekes Rav Yosef and Rabba. What should be the locha? So, the Gemara, Tanya Kavose de Rabba. I'll bring you a rai with earth like Rabba. And Tanya Kavose de Rav Yosef. I have a rai to Rav Yosef also. Tanya Kavose de Rabba. What's the rai to Rabba? Again, the Rabbi said the first svar was that avoid the zora does not need shchika because you throw it liyam hamelech, and chametz does need pirur. What's the raya to Rabbi? Hoyim halach by midbar. Somebody is going in the midbar in the deserts. Nefarer v'zora l'ruach. If you have your chametz, you want to get rid of the chametz erev Pesach. So the answer is crumble it up and throw it the ruach. What about hoyim halach b'svina? Somebody was going in the svina in an ocean or in a ship. Mefarer umata liyam. It says clearly, Mefarer goes on a lashon of chametz, because by avoid the zara, the lashon was shchika. So Mefarer means crumble up the bread. So clearly the Brisa says clearly, even by chametz, if you want to throw it into the yam, you first have to be Mefarer, have to crumble it up. So that's the raya to Rabba. The Rabba said, since chametz you throw in any river, and in any river we're afraid there'll be a boat there that they will find the chametz, therefore you have to first crumble up the chametz, and then throw it into the ocean, or the river. Tanya Kavosid Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef, I have another braisa, says like Rav Yosef's halacha. The Watoyim halach by midbar. Somebody was walking in the midbar, the desert. Here it says, Shoychek v'zorah the ruach. Again, the lesson Shoychek always means by grinding up metal. So what are we talking about? Avodah Zarah. You had an Avodah Zarah made of metal. It's osav anor. You have to grind it up, v'zorah the ruach. Then the ground up pieces, you can throw into the wind. What about Toyim Halach Besrina? Somebody was going on the ship in the ocean, the river. The Lach, same thing. Shoychek, he should grind up first. They avoid the Zorah. Umata Liyam.
and he throws it to the yam. So he says, a raya like Rabbi Yosef, that even by avodah zarah, you also have to grind it up. And Rabbi Yosef's svar was that since it's a piece of metal, doesn't get mimis, doesn't get like ruined in the water, so if somebody finds it, he's going to use it. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yosef, but I call upon him, the two brises are soysel adodi. Like, how is Rabbi going to learn the other brisa, and how is Rabbi Yosef going to learn the other brisa? The two brises are still steerers. So more answer like this. Shrika says, from the brisa of Shrika that says, even by avoid the Zara, you also have to grind it up. Lechura it's a kasha on Rabbi. And Pirur, the fact that the one brisa says, even by chomets, you have to grind it up, even the notion, is kasha Rabbi Yosef. That's also a steer with Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that chometz gets ruined in ocean, you don't have to grind it up. So more of the answer like this. Shrika la Rabba la kashi. No. That Rabbi says, really, in avodah zarah, since you throw it into the Yam HaMelech, you don't have to destroy it, you don't have to be shechikit. I hear the Bryce says you do have to. So Rabbi answers question. Hol la Yam HaMelech, hol la Shan Horus. His wife says, Rabbi said, that I said, you don't have to grind it up, that's only if you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So I'm not sure exactly what it means. Does Rabbi mean now that you don't, Badavka, have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech? Just most times you throw it to the Yam HaMelech. So if you throw it to the Yam HaMelech, then you don't have to grind it up first. Because in the Yam HaMelech, nobody travels near there. We're not afraid that anybody will find it. But lo yitzui, if somebody does throw it into another river, that there people are shchiyot, there are svinas there, there we are afraid somebody will find it. So even Rabbi is moedim. Rabbi, that if you do want to throw this avodah zarah into another river, before you throw it, you have to grind it up first. Because another river is there, we're afraid somebody will find it. So therefore, it's no steer according to the Rabbi. Vaita Pirul Rabbi Yosef Lakasha, there's no steer about Pirul, even though Rabbi Yosef said chometz gets mias, gets like dissolved in the water. So you don't have to crumble it up first. Just throw it into any river, and nobody will find it. The second writer says, no, even by chometz, even for any river, you have to be mefarer at first. You have to crumble it. There it says, ha bechiti ha benahama. When do you have to grind it, even an ocean, that's bechiti, wheat. If you have a hard piece of wheat, that doesn't get ruined with the water. Then even Rabbi Yosef is moida, you would have to grind up the chitim first. Ha benahama. That Rabbi Yosef says, pshat and now mishnah, just throw it into the yam, it's talking about a piece of bread. A soft piece of bread just gets dissolved in water. You don't have to crumble it first. Nobody, even if somebody finds it, his zikr won't come to eat it. And the last Rashi says, v'chiti. Shechmitzu. If you have a chitim, the wheat itself, that cracked and water went inside it, there's a shalah became chametz. It's boi piru. Now if you want to throw away these wheats, you have to first grind it up. Kleimar. Pizer. You have to separate them. Shalayitnam v'sak. So Rashi learns the pshat is, you shouldn't have them, l'chura, Rashi's above warning, a piece of a wheat, who's going to eat one piece of wheat? L'chura, why do you have to grind up a piece of wheat? You know how small a piece of wheat is? A kernel of wheat is nothing. So Rashi's above warning, we're talking about here now, it's in a bundle of wheat. You have a bundle of it, so then it's good. Before you throw this bundle into the river, you have to first separate the bundle. Like, open up the bundle, let them all fall apart. Eliyafazra ma'pnei amayim, you have to spread them out upon the water. That nobody shouldn't come like to collect a whole handful full of this wheat, that's worth it, and will come to eat it, because wheat doesn't get destroyed in the water. So here the Braita says, you do have to grind it up first. That's what our Mishnah says, no, just matul yam, according to Rabbi Yosef, that's talking about a regular piece of bread. That there, when you throw it into the river, it gets mimis right away, there's no shiloh, somebody will come and eat from it. Yeah. So my Mishnah Vayta. Chometz shel nochri. If you have goyish chometz, the goy own chometz throughout Pesach, shover all over Pesach, then after Pesach, came after the 7 days of Pesach, his alacha mutabano. Even a Yisrael is allowed to go eat his chometz. Smutabano, who are then about the smutabachila. The Mishnah just says, osabano, lafuke de seifa. Mashenke v'shel Yisrael, if the Yisrael was over the Yisr, he had chometz in his rishus on Pesach. That's called chometz all over a Pesach. Is alach osa bano. Not only can't you eat it, but it's even osa to have anor from this chometz that you had in your reshus all through Pesach. Shenema, because the pasuk says lo yiro lachosh sor. You should not see any sor in your reshus. So meila, we'll see what pshat. Kula one man diyom and Rashi brings down here more meforish law mishum kenasa. Alach is it's a kenastic alacham. The yovra le mishum bal yiro. since you were over the lav of Val Yiror by having chometz in your rishus throughout Pesach, the Rabbanan made a knas to say that after Pesach now, even though midiraisa we paskin chometz achra Pesach is muta ba'achila and muta ba'anom, but the Rabbanan made a gzera. Since this Yisrael wasn't makpid, he was over the aver of Val Yiror on Pesach, the Rabbanan made a knas that even after Pesach, it's also ba'anom. That's the maskonot shana mishnah. Tomorrow says like this, Mani Masnitsin, who does our Mishnah go like? Which is Mashma what? That throughout Pesach it's also Bano, and after Pesach also it's also Bano. Mani Masnitsin, L'chur Loi Rav Yehuda, for Loi Rav Yishimin, for Loi Rav Yosef Aglili. L'chur our Mishnah does not go like any one of those three Tanoim, that each one of them will, tomorrow will soon bring down, each one of them, they have Shittis as far as how far Chometz is Osir, and when is it Osir. But L'chur our Mishnah doesn't go like either one of them. Why not? The Gemara says like this, Mahi, where do we have this machlokes? We have Yehuda, we have Shimon, and Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Titania, we go to the price like this. Chometz, if you have chometz, they lifnei zmanoi. Lifnei zmanoi means before Pesach, after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Like Rashi says, they lifnei zmanoi, mishei shoyis achatechshach. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, we have Yehuda hold, there's a lav, it's awesome, and he writes to keep chometz then. Is chometz day lifnei zmanoi means before Pesach after Chatzos. Day liyachas manoi. If you have chometz shover all of a Pesach, when it comes after Pesach, now after the 7 days of Pesach, you should know if you eat that chometz over all of v'lav. That's Rav Yehuda's shita. The Ramesh and Issa the Arise, according to Rav Yehuda, eat chometz that you had throughout Pesach. After Pesach, it's also eaten. You can only eat a new chometz that you make after Pesach, or else we'll see goyish chometz. But Yisrael dika chometz, it's also in the rice to eat even after Pesach with a lav. Mashenkei toichs manoi, if you eat chometz on Pesach itself, then overall of the lav it chorus. Diver Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And the Gemara will soon bring down the psukim, how Rabbi Yehuda knows this. But this diver Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashi says, lachas manoi means mishover ha-Pesach, overall of the lav. If you eat the chometz that you had on your shus after Pesach, you're over a lav. But if you eat it, you don't get chorus. Later the Gemara will explain, how does Rabbi Yehuda know this? That even chometz after Pesach is still alav. Toich zman means b'moid. If you eat the chometz during Pesach, then you schiv chorus. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. But later the Gemara will explain, why do we say our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Havir Minir is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between chometz that belongs to Yisrael or chometz that belongs to a goy. Rabbi Yehuda's psukim mashma any chometz, it's awesome. And the Mishnah's mashma clearly that chometz that belongs to a guy is mutter b'ano. That's the meeting Mars kasha later, we'll soon see. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. We have Shimon, Shimon says no. Chometz lefnei